Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's DJ Jazzy Cat, and we are back here on the Chill Factor with none other than Ann Canfield, Finding Strength. It is holiday season, and Ann has got you covered. Good evening, Ann. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Kathleen?
I am absolutely ecstatic. The holiday season is upon us, and it's really beautiful. Not too bad. Waiting for some snow.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
In Connecticut.
So what do you got for us this evening, Ann?
Today we are going to be talking about giving to those in our circle of influence. And last week we talked about self-care of the mind and giving to ourself for self-validation and self-grace and being able to kind of take care of our mind so that we are meeting our own needs, so that we're one out in the world and we are connecting with others, that we're able to give to other people. So today we are giving to those in our inner circle, our family members, our coworkers, our close friends, and even acquaintances and those we see to get our morning coffee. You see, there are two types of people that are in our inner circle. There are those whose eyes light up when they see us coming. And then there are other ones who, where your eyes light up when you see them coming. And those, sometimes we would love for those to be the same people, like people that are a close-knit family or like our best friend forever that we talk to every day. However, in some cases, it's different people. I'll give you an example. My husband goes to the Cumberland Farms every day to get his soda. And when he walks in, they are so excited to see him. Hey, Dan, how you doing? So good to see you today, Dan. They like makes their day. And my husband's like, hey, good to see you too. But it isn't as exciting for him because he sees all kinds of different people during the day, but it's like they get a little bit more excited than he does, right? Now, my husband goes to the bank, and when he goes to the bank, he gets treats for our dog. So when he goes to the bank, his eyes light up when he sees each person at the bank, because these are called the bank people from the Thomas and Savings Bank. They've actually come to our house because they are such a big part of my husband's world. So my husband's like, hey, how you doing? He gets very excited to see each one of them. So that's kind of a little bit of that difference. These two groups are so important to who we are because those are the people that we have influence with. I want you right now to think of a target board. And I want you to think of the bullseye in the middle of that target board. These people that are in that target, in that bullseye, and that are closest to the center, those are the people that are closest to us. These are the people that fill your heart. And as you move out to the center of that target board, these get closer to your acquaintances and the people that you see every once in a while. They might even be people that used to be really close to you, and as the years have gone on, you might see them less often. So today we're going to discuss the way you can give to each and every person in your orbit that's on your target board of influence, regardless of where they are on the board. Because here's the really amazing thing. When we are validating ourselves and we are confident of who we are, we don't need anybody else to validate that for us. It allows, when we go out into the world and we connect and communicate with others, we are there to help other people. And therefore, we actually are able to give them the gift of ourselves. So we're going to talk about three things that we can give to every person who is in our area of influence. The first thing that we can give people is our words. Our words have meaning the minute they leave our lips. They can build us up or they can break us down. recognizing that you have influence and we do have control over our words. Personally speaking, I know for a fact there are times I have not had control of what I have said, and that would be bad. However, it is something where we recognize that we are all a work in progress. And when those words aren't the greatest and they aren't the best part of ourselves, there's other words such as, I'm sorry, I apologize, that wasn't my intent, that are just as important for us to be able to say. The important note here is that when you are talking with other people, to be interested in what they are saying and not interesting, because that's the part that shows that you are listening by what you ask, not always by the advice you give. If you have a friend of yours and they just opened a brewery and they want to talk about beer and types of yeast and types of ale and different brewery things that they go to, be interested in that. And here's the wonderful thing. You don't have to know about breweries to be interested in what they're talking about, because you're going to ask questions and you're going to learn. And that person would be more than happy to educate you about that because they're interested in that. So that's our first one, is word. The second one is time. Time is a gift. Kathleen, you probably remember the old AT&T slogan. Do you remember their famous tagline?
Reach out and touch someone.
That's right. Reach out and touch someone. I cannot sing, but that was an attempt.
Me neither.
So reach out and call someone to check in. If you're thinking about somebody and a thought pops into your mind, I don't care if it's a memory from 15 years ago. If there's a thought in there and that phone number is still on your phone, I encourage you today, text them, call them, check in with them. Even if it's having lunch once a year, there is value in those we talk to every day. But there's also a lot of value in those we catch up with occasionally, because we don't necessarily see them every day. And to the person you haven't spoken to in 5 years that you used to be really, really close with, you might not have any idea what is going on in their world. And when you text them and say, hey, Charlie, I was just thinking about you and I was remembering how you and I used to go to the holiday party. To that other person, they might be having a bad day, feeling down on their luck, and your text is exactly what they need to feel good about where they are in the world, and then they've made a difference. You caused that. You created that because of who you are. So the investment in these relationships are so huge, and recognizing that people hold value for you is so important to nurture and give them the gift of your time, because others don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And a text or a call tells them that your time is worth something to give it away to somebody else. So our second one is time. Our third one is our presence is a present. We each have our own way that is very attractive to certain people in this world. Because at the end of the day, it is not what we do that matters. It is who we are. Like, I have an and-ness about me that some people all just like get very excited about. And it's just who I am. It's just what I bring. To some other people, they're like, I can't even stand one more second of listening to her. And that's okay. But to the people that your-ness is attractive, recognize that and see that. Because some of those people, you just can't get enough of them in your world. And some people, they really want to hang out with you and they want to talk to you and they want to get to know you and nurture that relationship. And that's where the giving comes from, right? Giving to those people. I don't know if you've ever had this scenario. Is there anybody that when you first met them, Kathleen, you kind of didn't like them and you just kind of couldn't understand or relate to them. And then a little later, like you really found that this is a person that you might want to go the long haul with. Have you ever had this situation?
I have. And it's only because of education, lacking yeah. of very intimidated by people that are very highly educated. But I was always taught that we all tie our shoes the same way. And it has happened a couple different times. And I've had to work on that. But after talking to several people in these different cases, I've learned to be a listener. Definitely try to observe and see how they work. It definitely takes a lot. I have been in that situation before, only because I've had, I want to say educational lack of, I was in special ed all my life when I was a child. So when somebody comes out with a rather large word,
right,
I'm very intimidated, and this is just mine. You know, everybody has their own story. But I get very intimidated, and I always go back to, now it's Google, but back in the day, I would go back to writing words down on paper, which I kind of still do, but then I'd go back to the dictionary and look it up. So, and if somebody used a larger word, I would get misconstrued because I didn't comprehend it, so I thought that they were using bigger words to intimidate me.
Right.
And in turn, they were just using the vocabulary that they understood.
Right. And I appreciate the honesty and vulnerability of sharing that, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
Because again, it's that thing about certain people that you can't put your finger on of kind of why you like them or why you're attracted to them, of certain people that you just want to be with them and be in their presence more. And it's also the thing about each of us. So there's people, Kathleen, that they feel that way about you, that they're attracted. They want to hang out with you. They want to get to know you. And to your point of you saying, I'm going to be open to this person and I'm going to recognize there's more to be educated, allows that connection to happen. Right?
Absolutely.
And that's very, very neat because each of us have that something that is valuable to other people. And it's not to everybody. My mother used to always say, I can please all the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but I can't please all of the people all of the time.
Amen.
Because sometimes it's just not us.
Right.
It's them, and that's okay. Find your tribe to give to.
Absolutely.
And be sure that you're always looking for your tribe to surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. And hence the importance of being present each moment. We discussed regarding being on your own side on the last episode. And when we do that for ourselves, to your point, Kathleen, with your story of you learning and educating yourself of what that scenario is in you and fixing that about yourself, it allows us to be in community with others and build the connection without the weight of validation for ourselves or to fill our need, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely,
right?
Definitely.
And that's the idea of saying, this isn't about me, this is about them. You know, there's some people that, even myself, there's some people that just roll their eyes and walk away, and it's like, it's not about me, it's just about who they are, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be another 5-10 people that are going to walk in my field of vision that I'm going to be able to have a conversation with. We can recognize the importance of being a river, not a reservoir. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of love and kindness that people in your family or your friends have poured into you. And it allows you, instead of holding on to it, you are able to pass on that love and kindness to others. Give it out like candy to another person so that our world will be a nicer place to live in, right?
Absolutely.
And that kindness will shine. So we talk about giving to those in our circle of influence. I'm going to give you some lyrics from a wonderful song. That is the song For Good from Wicked. And it goes like this. I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason. bringing something that we must learn. And we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them. And we help them in return. But I know I am who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. So much of me is made from what I learn from you. You will be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now, whatever way our stories end, I know that you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Because I knew you, I have been changed for good. And recognizing that today, that those encounters that we have and people that within our influence, that we are changing others for good. And we have that ability. And just like they talk about in positive psychology, when we give kindness and love to others, it boomerangs and it comes right back to us as well. It's good for us.
Yeah, full circle.
Yep. So thank you so much for letting me join you today, Kathleen.
Well, thank you, and a very Merry Christmas to your family. And we will
absolutely
definitely be back with great stuff as always, Anne. It's always a pleasure having you on here on the Chill Factor. And again, folks, go and download. Anne, I feel like you need to write a book. I'm just going to put that out there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I actually have one that is in process. I do have one that is in the making that I am working on. And part of that is that I'm doing these daily videos on Instagram for finding strength today.
And they're wonderful.
Are finding strength with Anne.
And so your reels on Facebook are great too. All your reels that you're making.
Exactly.
So if you want to be inspired, go and follow Anne. She's got you covered with this great stuff. It's almost like you get rid of all the bad stuff and you're bringing in all the good. So I absolutely love all of your segments. Great job, Anne, always.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Thank you, Anne. And we will see you next Wednesday. Have a good one, hon.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.